بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر بن سمرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا إذا أتينا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جلس أحدنا حيث ينتهي. رواه أبو داود الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. هذا جابر بن سمرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that when we used to go to any gathering of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, then we would sit where the gathering ended. So as Jabir says, radiallahu ta'ala, when there was a majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when any one of us went and attended that gathering, and we were not there obviously from the beginning of the majlis, and we came later on, then we would sit where the gathering had ended. If the last person was sitting, we would sit there. In other words, any person who arrives late at a gathering, people already seated there before, then this latecomer should sit wherever he finds a place in the back. Unless he finds big spaces, open spaces, in such a way that he can sit comfortably and without causing any harm to any person. What happens many times, a person comes late, then he jumps across the shoulders of others. This is totally against the Sharia. We should not inconvenience any person. You want to sit in the front, you come early and sit in the front. It's not correct to come late and then go over the shoulders of others, causing them taklif, and person then assumes as though he's got some superiority over others. This is not correct. So Sharia teaches us all the simple etiquettes of even a gathering. Person who comes late, he must sit where the gathering has ended, unless he finds some spaces where he can easily sit without causing any inconvenience to any person. وعن أبي عبد الله سلمان الفارسي رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يغتسل رجل يوم الجمعة ويتطهر ما استطاع من طهر ويدهن من دهنه ويمس من طيب بيته ثم يخرج فلا يفرق بين اثنين ثم يصلي ما كتب له ثم ينصت إذا تكلم الإمام إلا غفر له ما بينه وبين الجمعة الأخرى. رواه البخاري. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who performs ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah. So again, ghusl is like how a person when he requires a farz ghusl after having intercourse with his wife, and a ghusl becomes compulsory upon him. So on a Friday also, a person makes ghusl like that. In other words, a complete full bath, a complete ghusl. He performs ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah. He purifies himself to the best of his ability. He applies oil or puts any perfume that he has in his house. So again, you apply the itar from your house, you have any oil, and then he comes out, and when he comes into the masjid, he does not separate between two people. Two people are sitting close by, and then he barges in and he pushes each other to either side, and then he gaps himself there. So this is not correct. ثُمَّ يَخْرُجُ فَلَا يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ اثْنِينَ. So this person made ghusl, he applied his oil or itar at home, and now he comes into the masjid, he does not cause a separation between two people. ثُمَّ يُصَلِّي مَا كُتِبَ لَهُ. Then he performs nafil to whatever Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for him. ثُمَّ يُنْسِتُ. Then he remains silent. إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ الْإِمَامِ. When the imam is giving the khutbah, then he's absolutely silent, he's listening to the khutbah. When this happens, إِلَّا غُفْرِ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجُمُعَةِ الْأُخْرَى. Then this person is forgiven for the sins he committed from then right until the next Jumu'ah. From that Jumu'ah right till the next Jumu'ah, all his sins, of his minor sins are forgiven. So again, in this hadith, very importantly, we should make a ghusl on the Friday, and it is advisable to apply, obviously, to clip your nails and remove unwanted hair, etc. on a Friday. Obviously, these days of the Hijjah, we have been advised not to cut our fingernails and hair, etc. That's different. But otherwise, on a normal Friday, a person should wear clean clothes, he should have proper ghusl. There are hadith. If a person cannot make ghusl, then wuzu will suffice. A person cannot make ghusl, then wuzu will suffice. But he should apply itar and he should be clean, and do not come in such a way that you cause inconvenience to any person. And a person should engage in nafil salah as long as it's not zawal time. And he should be absolutely silent when the imam is delivering the khutbah. وعن عمرو بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يحل لرجل أن يفرق بين اثنين إلا بإذنهما رواه أبو داود الترمذي وقال حديث حسن وفي رواية لأبي داود لا يجلس بين رجلين إلا بإذنهما. Hazrat Amr bin Shu'ayb radiallahu anhu reads from his father, from his grandfather, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not permissible for a person to separate two people without obtaining their permission. In other words, two people were sitting already, and the third person comes, he should not intrude between the two, unless he takes permission from them to let him sit there. So sometimes two people are discussing something very private, and this person should not intrude. Take permission and they make space for him, then there's no problem in sitting like that. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.